Begin the current daven set chagiga daf chafel begin the manal begin his master begin with the gemara should it zushal kutim of seconds. Yeah, because there's a strip of the land of the kutim that interrupt and therefore they can't get through. Now hechsher Rabbi Rabbi Chon says hey chaymevin efa par legalil. Well, how did they bring the ashes of the paraduma to the Galilee to spray on people? They would tell me over there, but the epshalasa is hilbir shleim because you can only make a new shleim and vimkein nitin babas derech eretz am. So it becomes tummy when you're going through the lands of Eretz Am, which you said that there's no way to get through because they have a tzushal kudim of sekis. So it says the b'shem of the b'shul kudim nekele hebedarshem. No, maybe there was a narrow path that you can get up there. Abul hebiyang b'shem l'nzachem, like Agamar was talking about, bring the wine and the oil to the nzachem. But b'shul kudim needs a larger path, and that there wasn't. So it's not a contradiction. Abul tzarchin, but one has to analyze in this because heich el l'regel min agalil. How could they ever do a l'regel on the pilgrimages on the yom tov min agalil? Give an obstacle to you. You tell me that there's a strip of Eretz Ha'amim that interrupts. So nitma oboi gimel hazor gimel b'zayin. So everyone who's coming has to becomes tummy has to spread themselves 3 and 7. Kedalam and per gimel per gimel nazdab nindal menav. And but how are they supposed to do that? To come. It doesn't make sense that they came one by one. They can't get through such a narrow strip, which we even said there was. So, but they're going to be tummy for 7 days. So that's a question that's asked. Now, additionally, that we said in our sugya that in Galil they couldn't make yain from the Sachem, because there was the ritzu of kutim, there was mafsekes, and there's tumas eretz amim. Hey, Kshavuchan, yes, the time is ever learned to accept the eretz amim tmeya. The lands of the nations are tami mikvaseh v'shvilei and tamei, their mikvahs and their paths are tami. But Eretz Hakutim, land of the Kutim, toreder is tar mikvaseh term, their mikvahs are tar v'shvilei and term, their paths are tar v'chul, etc. But what do you mean? You told me that Ritzu shel Kutim in Mavsekes. You're saying land of the Kutim has the same halacha Eretz Am. So Benir Lemeri Pirsa, my teacher, the Hasan Nishna is Kodesh Shekel Kodesh Musyon. There it's talking about before the Kutim. Were distorted and passing the image of the pigeon that they did, Kedisa Perikam, the Chunda Bovim and Alf, which they did Abu Dizar. And Mochim Mashim Bishamid Abu Dizar, Perik Basra, that Boyu Kotoy Komir Abavo, the Kuthins asked Abu Dizar, he says, Abu Seichim, Hoy Mistapkim, Mishalonu, your fathers, they would take from us. Neymah Inamat Mistapkim, Mishalon, why don't you take from us? Amalaham, Umalhu, he said to them, Abu Seichim, Kakul Masem, your fathers didn't ruin their ways. Atam Kakul Masem, you ruined your ways, didn't need Taman, we learned about the Eretz, so Tahir, Mikaset, Tahir, Mikhul. The action is calculated after they went and did that with the Sarah Shafra Mayor Matina Shagoslam Vagam the Holy Even May. We find that even if they originally held that they would be like Gerim, but they lost that status of Yisraelim, and then that resolved a contradiction that later on that the lands of the Kutim, which is what we're talking about here in our Gemara, was like Eretz Ha'am, although originally it was not. The next time master begin with the Gemara oil Zarek Lavishmael. Because a thrown oil is not considered as oil. And therefore, it's not going to be a chatzitza, and therefore, there's going to be tumah of Eretz Am. Now, Perikam Kain Bil Benoza and Daf Nunheim and Aleph, Omer Ketanoi. The Gemara says, let's say it's a machlikas tanoim regarding if the Eretz Amim has tumah only for the earth or even from the airspace. So the Gemara says, because we find Hanechnes Eretz Amim, someone goes to the land of the nations, Beshita Teba Medal, in some type of a box. Rabbi Matam, Rabbi says the person's going to be tumah, Rabbi Zubir, the Matam says going to be tar. My love, isn't it? Did Rebbe suffer? Because Rebbe holds Mishum Avir Gazru. Because, yeah, they were guys even on the airspace. So even though the box is separating, but you're in the airspace. He says, well, it goes Mishum Avir. Oh, no, they weren't guys because of the airspace. Something about Loi, no. Kula Mishum Gusha Gazru. Everyone agrees it's because of the earth that was Tamei. Mishum Avir goes over. They were not guys on the Tamei of the airspace. So what's the Machlek is over there? Ma'ar Sab Oil Zark Lish Oil. And that is because Rebbe that holds you're going to be tummies because since this is a thrown oil, it's not stationary, so it's not considered oil. So it's not chaytzis, and the person is getting the tumah from the lands. Umarasuba shmei oil, but Rebbe Yisrael holds that it is considered oil. And so to Vartan Yulit Nabraisa Rebbe Yisrael, I mean, he says tevim leis svarim. So there's a box full with some zarka bnei or hames oil, and someone throws it over the mess in the oil. So tumei b'chulu, it's going to be tummy, meaning the box and what's inside of it. Now, so this place of a kasha might come. What's the Gemara saying over there from this brisa as a proof? Kim the sphere delay shmei oil. But what do you mean? If you tell me that he holds it to oil when it's zarka, my zarka b'nei amestame, so why when you're throwing on over the surface of the mess, is it going to be tamei? To the contrary, according to Rizu, there should be tar because oil zarka b'chaitzit, even though it's oil zarka, but it is chaitzit. So why would this table of malay svarm be tamei by going over the oil of mess? So actually, someone explained about tanya lashon kushya, but it's actually about tanya. It's a question. Vachei pachamim was asking, like Kedrishin, like we explained. That is actually b'chaitzitz. Actually, it should be chatzitza. And so then now Tosis, meaning wiser Bisbudi saying it's tummy, but he holds it is oil and it should be chaitzis. Now Tosis can explain once he's bringing this, explains the Gemara over there. According to Tosis, there was a girs over there. After this Vahatanya that we're discussing, the Gemara then says Viboisema, the Kulama Mishnah Virgazu, and as Tosis can explain. And from there, Tosis explains what his question is that Vahatanya. Is if you're telling me it's a question, so how do we understand the Gemara? Because Tosfos says va'achkach, and then subsequently the Maskev come, the Gemara concludes and says v'ibayisim. If you want, you could say that. And Tosfos says gersin, and the gersa is elo. Some add on the words the kulam, according to everyone lo yishmei oil. That's actually not considered oil. Evagaras, the gersa is the kulam, according to everyone mishum avira, that there is a tumah from the avir. Umar Savar, but Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda held that leishchiach, it's not common to go inside to the Eretz Amun in such a way. And Balagaz Berabban, the Berabban Mana Geizer, but Rabbi held the Begeizer in such a situation. Now, make sure Rabbi Chon asks. He says the Bishmait Marsh Menar, so it sounds like the Peligish may oil Bazarki loy, that if you hold oil Zarkish may oil or not. Not like it sounds like over there that you tell me that according to everyone, when it's zarek, it's not shmei oil. And also the last answer that Tosfos bring, that they both hold that it is oil, as Tosfos is going to explain later on. But our Gemara makes it sound like that that's what they're disagreeing about. Also sounds like that the machlekes is oil zarek shmei oil or not. And b'deichu glemen, it's pushing it to say the nakar hachalishna oil zarek. Oh, we said that this is their machlekes mishum di mikar boil lememele because originally that's what the Gemara wanted to say. But lofiyah maskana ainu. But according to maskana, it's not like that because there would be a deichu to say why the maskana is not like that. So why would we say according to the havamina, and which would only be according to Rabbi. But kashulari, additionally, it's difficult to the re. That we're saying according to Abusi that it's not Shmei Oil like we see by the Vax full of Svarim. It's because the Hasam Nami Tzorach Lem, you have to say Abusi with Yehuda that he holds the Shmei Oil, that it is considered oil. Even so, Kimuki, when the Gemara explains that Plukta Machlik is B'Shem Yitzi Rech Beruba, the Gemara says, oh, the Machlik is, are we concerned that he's going to stick his head and the majority of his body out? Rabbi holds, we are Geizer, Rabbi sold, we're not Geizer. Now, so obviously that the less late time of Davi Leshchech, obviously you cannot say that the reason why that person goes into the airspace, it's not common. So the Maimon Tar Reb Yisi, why does Reb Yisi say it's tar at the end of the day, but he's vimal in Eretz Amim, even if he doesn't stick out his Rosh Rubay, unless if you say because it is considered oil, and he's not concerned without Rosh Rubay. And we already said the airspace that he holds that for that you're not tummy. So if that's the case, but to have the question of duchde, so the question comes back. From the box full of svarim that you throw on top of mez. Am I tummy? Why would it be tummy according to Bais Yehuda? So we see that you can't explain about Tanya that it's a question. So therefore, actually, the three answers. Delilum emesu. The truth is the pligi that their disagreement is by el zarek ib shmei oil. Bais Yehuda holds it is considered oil. And this the Gemara asks from a box full of swarm that you throw in the mess that we learned is tummy. According to Yisi's tummy, it's not a question. To the contrary, it's actually supporting. And because why isn't it difficult? Because Vadavka specifically could go in Shidit to be made Shaholchim. There the box is going calmly. That's where Yisi holds his oil. Of a Zodak table, where you throw a box? Loya of oil. You throw that over a mess, that's not according to Yisi. If there's a bird flying or kofits or jumps or you have a ship at sea, lo yav oil, it's not an oil, and because it's not grounded at all. It's being a reproof from throwing the box full of tzvarim. What's the proof? And they come from the fact that it says so it's placed down from the sefer. Placed down turrets can be tar. What does it mean menachas? It means not placed down, but it's going calmly. That's what we call shaholchim. V'ayna oil zarek. And that's an oil zarek that we're discussing, which is tar, because that, according to BC, is considered oil. But zarek d'reisha, loichash of oil zarek, that's not considered oil zarek, d'midoif ha-pereach, which, that's not going calmly. So they would answer both questions that, yeah, that we're saying that It's not difficult from this because there we say Shmei Oilk is going calmly. That's like this case of Menachas, whereas in the Reish that's Zarak, and therefore Zarak is different than Menachas. Next says about the beginning of the Gemara Shein, and we learn in Hekdesh Nitzel B'Mokav Tzamek Pasul. Hekdesh not saved, but it's tightly fastened seal. So I said, Tzarchim, one has to look into this, which sounds like that Truma would be saved with Tzamek Pasul. So then actually, we're saying this Ein Hekdesh Nitzel, so Milo Chodesh Lekab B'Milos, why isn't this mentioned regarding the Milos, the Truma Metzin Mishal Nizak, because we find in regarding Trumas and Gittin Tav Samayal Amad Beis, and it tells it is saved. All the Amad that the Gemara says with Mafkid and Truma Metzel Amad, you could deposit the Truma by Amad, but Mokav Tzamek Pasul was found with tightly fastened seal. So the question from Harab Ruchana, why is this not mentioned in one of the Milos? Additionally, says Sidvesh, actually, you have to ask, Al-Hodam Perikam the Nida. We say in the first Perikam the Nida, Fame Bay, is Makli Chagas Mokub Tzamek Pasul. If Erdem we're tightly fastened seal, Hanitzab Olamez, which is saves what's inside, and Olamez, Inamatzab Mase Lash Manida, still it doesn't save retroactively in the previous 24 hours when we find the woman in Nida that if she was did Hesed, that is going to be Tummy. So the question is, wait a second. My Kamar, what is the Gemara saying over there that there's such a Kavo Chaymer? What do you mean? But my matzal b'mes. What are you saying? The Talmud Pesul saves by mes. I know, but truma v'leba kodesh. Because like we're saying over here, by hektesh it doesn't save. So b'hachi matzal nam beis leish benida is not true. There also saves by the meis leish benida. Because the Gemara says meis leish benida lekodesh of a leish truma. For kodesh and have a truma regarding truma, we find benida that's not matami. So what's the kavu chaimer? That a meis is not matami, benida is matami. It's the same thing regarding truma and kodesh. So it says there's so much you can say is the b'ha. If I need that's not matam and truma, loy shaych hatzala. I can't say that it's saving. Iloy matamala. In other words, just that it's that the need is not matam and the truma. That's only because they weren't goyis regarding truma, but not from the halacha of tzamad pasul. That so therefore you can't ask. Oh, what I mean at the end of the day that Thomas nida and mes are the same. That not matam and truma only with kodesh. But still, since by nida it's not metame, that's not regarding saving, it's only because of, has no application at all, that you could say b'hachikama. In other words, the reason why I'm making kavachem is makli chayas ha-matzal b'tamal that saves, no mes, and for what it's metame, k'goyin l'tshuma, like for example for tshuma. And still, tzamed pasul would save, and even so that same tzamed pasul, in a matzal b'is leish, that it wouldn't save by me'is leish of a nidah, b'maish metame. And what is that? Dying with Kaddish stuff. This is Rukadjim that needs Mitame. For sure, what the Gemara is saying, but then Mishka Maishav, that's Mitame Bemes, what applies to it, for sure, that'll be Tame also by Nida, what applies to which is Rukadjim. So you're right, it's different cases, but that's where the Kavachem would work for whatever its application is. That's what the Gemara meant over there. Next, says Mazda Benin's Gemara, then we'll only coin. And she gave it to a poor coin. Pierce Rash explains why the Yida that the coin should say, Shalok Shurazism, that they were not prepared. And they weren't, they didn't become susceptible yet to tuma after the harvest. Now, mashmalka sounds like b'mayir, the inhechshemization that you have to have become susceptible and b'limachshle b'shas mitzikin that it was not susceptible yet at the time of the harvest, and that's what you're making sure. That's what b'leik pesher ben tam. It's not like ben tam shabesh b'peir come the Shabbos. He explains the first bag of Shabbos of Yizayim. I'll have to make the day. But Shabbos says if you're going to provoke me, because I'm also going to make a decree even on the harvesting of the olives, not just by grapes. And b'shem gosla ben tam says any ultimately made the gzer. According to Rashi, we see that there was no such gzeira of tuma on the harvesting of olives. In the Chumash Makul, the seventh tzaddik for a gimel, the Tani, we will learn to be eaten b'zaysim hechsher that you have to buy olives hechsher. And yesh tam nochin adaber k'depir shiri shemash k'zaysim in elam oil b'am, because the liquid that comes out of olives is just like some water that's coming out of it. But lechash mash makes it a beverage of olive oil to make it susceptible to these olives. Now, since this is la'inik kohen gersin, because gersin is la'inik to the eyes of the kohen. Chin gers Rashi. That's the gift of Rashi. Well, he's going to say that Mishnah Taras, a good Mezesub, where he finishes his olives, he's then the Le'ene coin, should give it to the eyes of the, in front of the coin, the Re'meir, if you don't mean, says, Yibsel Meftech, should give him over the keys. Because a man that goes on the coin, like we have in the different Maschal Taises, Shiba should be on there, that's a mistake, because that's not the point. The point is that he should see it, not that it should go to a poor coin. You have to add on the Yidu with it. Next says, Mazda Begin with the Gemara, Beglil Shanu. Oh, this was taught in the Galil. Why in the Galil specifically? Because she has some Rev Shemin, because they have an abundance of oil. And so why did I make it aser? Because ma'achem abadim, because they leave it there in the press. Because of all the abundance of oil that they have to do. And therefore, even during the time of the olive pressing, they don't sell all the oil that they have, and therefore the chacham would not matter for them. And they made it like all year round, that even Yehuda is aser, like the Gemara says in the first answer, that when it's ba'afli, that with late season it's aser in all situations. And where do you find this idea that they had a lot of oil in the Galil? And therefore, as we're explaining this also. That you could move a kanuna because of the ashes claim. In other words, machta, it's a shovel, agav kitma, with the ashes on it. Like the Gemara previously brought, but regarding machta, agav afar, that you can move a pan with its ashes. So too, the Aruch explains this, that this is what kanuna is. Now, Tais comes to explain that sugi over there. Because there, originally the sugya said over there that you could move a basket, even though a stone of mukzah is inside of it. And that's because you have payers inside. So the question, what's Rav adding on what he says, that you can move the shovel with the ashes on it? So Tais explains, yeah, because of other tfeim, kakol of amateur b'teichon, this is better than the basket with a stone inside of it, that you can move it with the payers. And the reason is because broken pieces of wood are more significant than the stone in the basket. And therefore, v'aisavle, the Gemara retorts that we learned the Brisa b'shavin shem yishbo shavri psila, that everyone agrees that if there's broken pieces of a wick, shasl tatla, that it's forbidden to go ahead and move it. Similarly, Rava is supported from this halacha that you can move a basket with a stone inside of it, and it's obviously that it's not the same thing, because the broken pieces of the wick are worse because they're more significant than the stone. And the reason for that is Shabbat l'kli v'Hashem l'agav v'psila, because the vessel and the oil are actually secondary to the wick, and so too that we consider the ashes secondary for the broken pieces of wood. And so that the Gemara answers, umukilah, the Gemara explains that this that's aser is because begli l'shana, because we're talking about the Galilee, in other words. Shashirim haba mirav shemen, they were very wealthy from their oil, but like kapti ala, they weren't particular about it. So but the le agav psila, therefore secondary to the wick, and therefore it's going to be awesome. So this is just pointing out this idea that we see that people in the Galilee had so much oil, and therefore that's why it was actually usher, and the oil would not be significant enough to counterweight that because they had so much oil. Similarly, we find that hahu deper kama descended na b'yalavim beis tuli garta. That Yom Lil said, take this letter because of Achan ben Egilola and write to our brothers in the Galilee, Elo b'tatoi, b'chulu, the upper Galilee, the lower Galilee, etc. Afrushe masem aton d'zeisun, they should separate the ma'isa from their vats of the olives. Again, same idea, because we see they had a lot of olives. Uvenozer perek b'shamay, davlam an avam beiz, b'glilushon v'tum ad the Galilean, the chamarot v'mishcha, that wine was better than the oil. Again, because they had so much oil. And actually, v'yayin hoyim metzal melam haber, and they actually even had so much wine. But if she'es mekach, and that was actually their regular drinking was with wine. K'mash ma mitzah yayin shavas davayin ches, and avdiktani, that we learned, ma'im, what's the share of itzah for water? K'day losh shavas a kilur, to go ahead and smear the eye with an ointment. The chash, which is significant. Why? B'shem d'shkich l'erfu tvei mishtia, because that it was more common to use it for healing than for drinking. Why? Meaning of water. Shalhoi shayis rak yayin mitzah chash megil, because what did they drink? Only wine, because they were so wealthy in the Galilee, and therefore they would just drink wine. And we see that even when there's oil and wine, they had even more oil than wine, and that's why yain was more chashiv than oil. And even though they had so much wine, still the wine was better and more chashiv than the oil. Obviously, it sounds like they had a lot of oil, like we explained. Now, Amiyu, however, Pirush Rashi, Rashi explained differently that Gemara. It says, "Begli l'shanu," when the Gemara says that we're talking about the Galilee, is the Perikira, the Gemara over there in Shabbos, and Zayin says, they were poor, they didn't have so much wicks common, and therefore, that's why it's not bottled to the oil, not because they had so much oil and it was so inferior, no, actually we were poor, but just because the psilis were so expensive, and therefore it's mochash. Ubamaitzi, and then the fine chazmanal Pirush, he explains, but Turkish and Imrash says, oh, since in the Galilee, they were poor, law, isn't report, and he explains that other Gemara also differently. Says, why they use the water for the eye salve is because they could not, because they were so wealthy and they only drank wine and not water, and therefore water was for the refuah. No, because you only do refuah from water, not from wine, because wine is actually what caused the problem. But the Mashmakas says it doesn't sound like this, because then came, that's the case, Gemshti is my Mashkiach Tvei. But then also the drinking of the water is more common than using it as eye salve. Since they didn't even have a little wine to use as the eye salve, so they should have evaluated water we're drinking, not with the eye salve. Well, Morbus says, regarding the Ariam group in the Galilee, which sounds like that they had a lot of suitors over there, and they were very wealthy. Not like Rashi says they were poor. Well, the Mishnah Mashmash appears that Rashi explained Lahay Basil's Mitzvahs that didn't have so much wigs, and therefore that's why it made a mukta and it wasn't bottled to the oil. Hamin Mashil Baba Kama. That says, Taisa, we find the end of Mesech Baba Kama, the Vikur Vichasim and Beis. The Kalam and Nashim Dava Muit, we accept from women a little bit, which are clay pishna Megalil regarding the linen garments in the Galilee. Amo Shemotza Pishna, obviously they have, which is considered insignificant, that you can take from the women. And Mechikama Lishna to Asla Talplum. And when it says the wording that it's forbidden to move it, the Mashmash Dekoy Absila, it sounds like it's going to wick. Adding to Taisa's proof, the Sheikh Balash and the Keba, that it's a feminine terminology, which sounds like that it's going on the wick, because the Hanei Lashon Zachar, because Ner would be a masculine terminology, and actually, so that sounds like Rashi, that it's going on the wick, and that's the significant point, because that's what makes him look so according to Rashi. So it says, no, they claim you could say the koya ka'ara. It's going on the plate itself. And that's what's the mukta. The mais lel el, as the Gemara previously brought, maisar shemen shebener v'shebekar mutter. The left of the oil and the lamp in the bowl are going to be mutter. And where you find that kara is a feminine terminology, and therefore it's saying letal tala. Additionally, v'gam etzin loshen nekei v'aner, you actually find feminine terminology on the lamp itself. Ner chanaka. The Gemara brings the Shabbat of Chav Alef and Alef. Kav Sa in Zakuk Law. When it goes out, you don't have to go and attend to it, which is feminine, and therefore you could say Latavla is going on that, not on the wick, like the way Rashi says. Rishas says Kozeh Perish. This is all from the Reb. And again, Rabbeinu Meir Perish. Can he also explains like this that people in the Galilee were wealthy? Voidai Sviosa adds on, again, according to his interpretation, that they use water for the healing of the eye. They did this not because they were wealthy, but since they used wine for drinking. Like we said before, because of the abundance of wine, they had eyesores, and therefore the water was better. And that's the reason why they had the shear of haitzah of water with that of the eye, even though they could have used wine. But again, wine was what actually caused the problem.